In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with the new era of the divine will, part one. Finishing 526, April 7th, 1929. And we are now in the, I think, fifth paragraph. In fact, Jesus says, my daughter Louisa, by not doing my divine will, Adam put his clashing note in God's work of creation. And therefore, Adam lost the accord, the unity, the fusion with all created things. And we, triune God, feel the sorrow and the dishonor that there is a string out of tune in God's divine work. So when Adam did his human will, the harmony that Adam had with God was out of tune. It was sour, a sour note. He says this sour note, this string out of tune, that does not produce a beautiful divine sound. And this divine sound is out of tune and moves away from the earth all the kisses, all the joys, all the smiles that my divine will contains in creation. So God is asking us, when we do our rounds of creation, to put that I love you, that I love you of Jesus, that I love you of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, given to Louisa, that I love you back to God. Therefore, the one, Louisa, who does my will and lives in it, is the note of accord with all of creation. Her sound contains a note not of sorrow, but of joy, not of sorrow, but of happiness, and is so harmonious that all perceive everything, even the very elements. There is the note of my divine will back in mankind, in the creature. And it's as though putting everything aside, all of creation wants to enjoy Louisa, the newborn, who possesses that divine will by which all are animated and all are preserved. A new beginning is coming for all the world. This is a glorious thing. What is this new beginning? It's the kingdom of God, again, on earth, one with mankind as it was in the beginning, as it now is in heaven. Everything's going to be perfect. The kingdom is coming. We've been praying for this for 2,000 years, and now, because of Louisa, it's begun. He says very, very clearly. As though everything is going to be put aside. They want to enjoy Louisa, who possesses that divine will, which everything, all are animated and preserved in this harmony with God, this oneness with God, this fusion with God. And Jesus kept silent. When Jesus is silent, he says, I want you to think about this. I want you to study this. I want you to put this into practice. That's what he says to Louisa. When you see some of the pictures of Louisa, she's sitting on her bed reading the volumes. I remember being in the secret archives of the Vatican, looking at her books. Her thumbprints were etched onto the page. She was so focused on study. You don't get a fun thumbprint etched on a page with just turning the pages. She was studying this. She was absorbing this. She was putting it into practice. This is what the Book of Heaven is all about. He's asking us not only just to read it like a novel, you don't do that, but to read, study, and put this into practice. So Jesus kept silent, and I, Louisa, said to him, my love. See how do we speak to Jesus? Do we say, my love, my life, my light? That's how Louisa spoke to him. She's teaching us how to speak to Jesus. My love, you have told me many times that the one who lives in the divine will is a sister to all created things. And I, Louisa, want to see whether my sister Light recognizes me. And do you know how? If, she says, in looking at it, it does not dazzle my sight. I can stare at the sun without it dazzling my light. This miracle of the sun is happening to many, many people. Again, Jesus is telling us now is the time that I'm showing you this. I want you to get ready for what I've given to Louisa. I can give to you if you are linked to Louisa. And Jesus, certainly the sun will recognize you. Try and you will see. And I looked straight into the center of the sphere of the sun, and the light seemed to caress my pupil, but without dazzling me. She wasn't blinded by it in such a way that I was able to look into its center and its great ocean, the sea of light. How clear and beautiful it was. How true it is that it symbolizes the infinite, the endless sea of the light of the divine fiat. Jesus had been talking to Louisa for 40 years about the sun and the divine will, how the sun is the sign of the infinite light of God, infinite truth of God, infinite happiness of God, infinite glory of God. And she says, how true it is to see that symbol symbolized in the infinite, endless sea of divine light. And I said, thank you, O Jesus, for letting me recognize my sister Light. Thank you, Jesus. He says many people never even think of saying thank you to Jesus. We have to get into that habit. Whatever is happening, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I glorify you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. This has to be our response. This is what fiat is all about. It's the I love you of God. And Jesus resumes his speaking. My daughter Louisa, even from the breath, is the one who lives in my divine will, recognized by all of creation. As you breathe, all of creation is recognizing Louisa. As it recognized Jesus, as it recognized Our Lady, the Son of God, the Mother of God. Now the newborn has this, and we also want to be recognized by all of creation as one with the newborn, with Louisa. All of creation, because each created thing feels in it the creative power, in the creature, the power of the fiat, the supremacy that God gave her, all of the whole of creation. Now he says this, this is a very important paragraph. Look and listen. He's saying this to us. Look and listen. My daughter Louisa, in the beginning, when Adam and Eve were created, Eden was given to them as their dwelling, in which they, the Adam and Eve, were happy and holy. This garden that you are now in, the garden that's in the orphanage of St. Anthony in Corrado, where she saw the sun for the first time in 40 years, is a simile of that garden, though it is not as beautiful and flowery. And you now know that I, God, have permitted your coming to this house that is surrounded by a garden for you, Louisa, to be the new Eve. You have Adam and Eve for creation. You have the new Adam and the new Eve for redemption. And now for sanctification, you have a third Eve. You're going to have a third Adam. We already know who that is. It's the man with the keys, the vicar of Christ on earth. God did this right from the beginning. To you, Adam, to you, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. You have the keys to the kingdom. What you loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. What you bind on earth is bound on earth. You, Peter, this is what's going to be amazing for the world and the church. As the Pope embraces Louisa, as the Pope proclaims Louisa, the heavens are going to be opened. Jesus said to Louisa, you must be the key. Who? For whom? For who the Pope will use to open the doors of the kingdom. Everyone will be Catholic. Everyone will have this universal life again. He says, you are the new Eve, the third Eve, not the Eve, the tempter who deserved to be put out of the happy kingdom, not the first Eve, but you are the Eve of the reformer and the restorer, not the second Eve of Mary, Theotokos, mother of God. You are the third Eve, the reformer, the restorer, who will call again the kingdom of the divine will upon earth as it is in heaven. Yes, you, Louisa, will be the seed. You, Louisa, will be the cement. You, Louisa, will be the wormwood that the human has, the human will has. The human will is going to end being in charge of us. We're going to re-enter into the divine will that Adam had before the fall. And then he lost because his human will was in charge. Our Lord had the divine will. Our Lady had the divine will. The new Adam and the new Eve now has the firstborn of sanctification, Louisa. This is a very important paragraph. Read this, study this, put this into practice. Begin to learn what God is bringing about on earth as it is in heaven. You, Louisa, will be the seed, the cement, the wormwood that the human will has. You, Louisa, will be the beginning of the happy era, this new era. And this is why I, Jesus, centralize in you, Louisa, the divine joy, the divine goods, the divine happiness of the beginning of creation. It's happening. It's happening. And I, God, love to repeat the conversations, the lessons, the instructions that I would have given to Adam had Adam not withdrawn from our divine will. It's a new beginning for all of mankind. A new beginning. The new heavens and the new earth are very close. God is getting us ready. The final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Why? The kingdom is coming. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. We have to live this divine mercy in order to receive the divine justice of God, which Jesus says Louisa is going to bring to the earth. A human, Adam, lost this. God's divine justice, a human, is going to bring this back to the earth. How? Through the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. The new Adam and the new Eve, now given to the little newborn, the third Eve, for the era of sanctification. So then Jesus says this. Therefore, he says, be attentive. To me, that's read this. Study this book of heaven. Learn what this is all about. How and why this is going to happen. And let your flight in the divine will be continuous. Never stop this. Continually enter into this gift. Continue to let God expand your capacity to begin to live the life of Eden again on earth as it is in heaven. The life of Eden that was lost by Adam. The life of Eden, which is now given back to mankind through this little newborn, Louisa. The new heavens and the new earth are very close. God is asking us. He's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. How do we do this? By reading, by studying, by putting this into practice. Be attentive, Jesus says. Listen to what Jesus is telling Louisa. Begin to live this abundant life. This is not like an ordinary book, Jesus says. Jesus says this is the only book, the book of heaven, that will transform a soul. Out of all the books, this is the only book that will transform a soul. Why? It's the way God has planned it from the beginning. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always and all be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.